Here we go with another great episode.
Okay, stand by the studio. 3, 2, 1, roll titles. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Showbiz Report with your host, Mr. Showbiz, Robert Evans.
Sports fans, and welcome to your wrestling news update here on Radio V75 and also the Showbiz Report podcast as well. Hello, welcome to the show. Yes, indeed, it is WrestleMania season, people. It's WrestleMania night one on the recording of this show, recorded on the 6th of the 4th, 2024. Last night, wow. Last night, what can I say? We kicked off WrestleMania weekend in style, did Team Showbiz. We certainly did. We went to the SOS Easter Extreme event at the Parkston Railway Club in Harwich, of course. Great stuff. Great matches. I'm telling you that much now. Absolutely superb stuff. The first match out was a tag team tag team ladder match, I apologise, between the brand and Team Friendship, or as they were called last night, Team Extreme Friendship. Great match. Absolutely superb stuff for the titles. And yes, Team Extreme Friendship retained the titles against the Bad Boy brand of Joey Naylor and Jack Sampson. Now, the second match out was, of course, the tarot card match. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking exactly the same as me. What the heck is a tarot card match? But we found out what it was. Basically, the opponents picked out a card at the start of the match. It was a four-round match. Yes, four rounds, British style. Lovely. Love it. And each tarot card resembled a weapon. We're talking baseball bats, we're talking pillows, yes, pillows, we're talking chains, we're talking inflatable hammers, yes, inflatable hammers, we are talking Skittles and a bucket and sponge, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking. Well, I don't know why. The Amazing Franklin, of course, taking on the mentality monster Oscar, and the Amazing Franklin won 2-1. Well, it just seemed the card was stacked against Oscar, to be honest with you, brutally honest with you, but what do I know? I'm not a promoter. I'm just a humble fan. Sometime ring announcer and sometime commentator as well. But first and foremost, I'm a wrestling fan. Let's leave it at that. Okay, the third match out was the Tag Team Tornado match. Six-man tables match. Yes, because every match at Easter Extreme was extreme. And we are not kidding here. Oh, no. Taking us out of the first half, of course, the upper echelon took on AJ Boogie, Nova Jack Mids, and Mickey B. And the winners were AJ Boogie, Nova Jack Mids, and Mickey B. after putting Aaron Warnes through a table. Yes. Chef's kiss. Great match all round, I must admit. Right, we then had the interval, which was nice, you know, so had a chance to cool me hair and cool me down, cool myself down, because I was starting to sweat about like that by that time. You don't know that. Nah, you don't. Right, moving through along then. We then had the street fight, which was billed as Rex Wild taking on beautiful Bobby Knuckles. But then we had an interesting thing happen, because on the card was supposed to be a Walk the Plank match. For whatever reason, Cobra wasn't there. No. He was supposed to take on Captain Corvus. So Captain Corvus came out and injected himself into the street fight. It then became a triple threat street fight between Rex Wild, beautiful Bobby Knuckles, and the captain, Captain Corvus. It was wild, to say the least. It really was wild. It certainly was. Lived up to his name. Yes, but beautiful Bobby Knuckles came away with the win on that one. Great match all the same. Then we went to our main event of the evening. indeed, a singles match between Japanese sensation Shigeru Iri. I hope I've pronounced that right. I do hope I've pronounced that right. Taking on the King, Sullivan King. Oh, hell, the King. Now, Shigeru Iri basically flew all the way in from Japan for this very match. And it did not disappoint. It was just superb. It was the most off-the-chart match I've ever seen in my life. And I was so glad I was there to witness it with Jackie Gollidge, Miss Lady Spin, my lovely producer as well. So glad we were there to witness the whole thing in its entirety at the Parkland Railway Club in Harwich last night. That was, of course, SOS Easter Extreme, and it did not disappoint. Right. This now takes us on to next Sunday at the Coastal Charter Hall. We've got another SOS event happening, and it is just superb. If you haven't got your tickets yet, please get your tickets now, because last night, SOS Easter Extreme, I've not said this before, but I'm going to say this now, it was sold out. It was packed to the rafters. I am not joking. Right, moving swiftly along then, we've got Eugene taking on Joseph Connors in the main event. We've got Sapphire Reed taking on the wonderful, very feisty Millie McKenzie as well. We've got Sean Legacy taking on Jack Selstrom from NXT. But yeah, if you wonder who Jack Selstrom was, he was known as Jack Styles in the WWE NXT UK, so there you go. We've got the SOS Championship match between AJ Boogie and Richie, who now, after his new haircut, I now refer to as Sank the Hedgehog. Thank you, Jackie. Yes, I did start a Sank the Hedgehog charm. Well, she started it, and I carried it and ran with it, and it spread like wildfire. It was the best night of the match. Best moment of the night for me, actually. It really was. I just could not believe it took off. But there you go. Then we've got Nova Jack Mids taking on Peter, and Peter Dutch taking on the team of Mike Illingworth and Cobra. But I've got a feeling it might be the team of Team Showbiz. Team Friendship, sorry. Yes, I've got a feeling. Don't know why. I could be wrong. I could be proven wrong. If I'm proven wrong, fine. We'll find out on Sunday. But there you go. Then we've also got an elimination tag match, Survivor Series style. Yes, indeed you do. As Team Johnny Storm take on Team Aaron Warnes. Yes, indeed. Team Storm and Team Warnes. No idea who the opponents are going to be yet. Hopefully we'll get an update for you for next week's show. I hope so, but there you go. And finally, we've got Southern King taking on Cody Fluffman. That all kicks off Sunday from 3, I believe. It's 3 o'clock, isn't it? Let's have a look. Hang on, I've got it written up here, so it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, all kicks off 3 p.m. Sunday the 14th of April at the Charter Hall in Colchester. Live pro wrestling from the Stars of Slam, SOS indeed. Team Storm taking on Team Warnes. You've got a tag team match, Nova Jack Mids and Peter Dutch versus Mike Illingworth and Cobra. Also, you've got Sullivan King taking on Cody Fluffman. We've also got the SOS Championship match between AJ Boogie and Richie. Sean Legacy versus Jack Selstrom. We've got Sapphire Reed taking on Millie McKenzie. Eugene takes on Joseph Connors. And what a match, I tell you. Tickets are available via mhtickets.com. Get tickets now, and you can also pay on the door for your meet and greet the stars at 2 p.m. at the Colchester Charter Hall this Sunday, April 14th, 3 p.m. bell time. Also, if you want to get involved with this, I mean, you know, you'd be mad not to, if you're a wrestler. You would be mad. Nick Eugene Dinsmore is holding a training seminar at the Parkston Railway Club in Harwich on Friday. 7 p.m. till 10 p.m, £30 per person. DM SOS Wrestling to secure your spot today. All right? There you go. It's open to all wrestlers wanting to improve, develop, and gain more skills. Don't need 20 spaces, sorry, so please message them. £30 for 3 hours, including a chance to ask questions. And they'll have a great 16-foot ring set ready to go as well. That's the Eugene Nick Dinsmore Training Seminar this Friday at SOS School of Slam Wrestling at the Parkstone Railway Club in Harwich. Right. And finally, we've got to mention it. Yes, indeed I do. CXW Extreme is bringing Bangers and Mash to the Braintree Leisure Centre in the Tabor Gym on the 1st of June. That's it, the 1st of June. Tickets are on sale now. And believe me, you don't want to miss this. I've not told Jackie this yet, but she's going to scream when I tell her this, when I say this. So, already announced for the card. WAW Tag Team Champions. Insert name here. Oscar Hyde and Kobe Nitro Oh, superb. Don't know the match card yet, but these are just the names they've announced so far. Also, the Knights are going to be there. Roy Knight and RKJ, the Knights, they're going to be in the action, tag team action. Absolutely superb. And this one's going to make Jackie scream. I know it. I've got a feeling it's going to happen. Because it's been announced, Little Legs is going to be there. Yes, indeed. Little Legs will be at Bangers and Smash on the 1st of June. Get your tickets now via the website, www.cxwrestling.com. I will see you ringside, and that's it for this week's Wrestling News Update here on WrestleMania Weekend. Take care, and I'll see you ringside. This has been the Showbiz Report. We'd like to thank our guests, and thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye now.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production.
Please do like and subscribe.
This show has been a Team Showbiz production.